Hello and welcome to the Banker podcast series, Banking in Transition, where we explore how banking has changed through the COVID-19 pandemic and is adapting for the future. In this series, the Banker's editors are interviewing industry experts from around the world to gather insights and advice on specific challenges, best practices and innovations that can help banks and their customers as we move towards a new normal in banking. I'm Kimberly Long, Asia Editor of The Banker, and today I'm speaking with John Meehan, partner at Armour Partners. Thanks for joining us today, John.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So to start with, how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted the availability of financing in the tech sector?
So what we've seen over the last 18 months is unprecedented in the financing world of technology, where we've seen the level of capital being made available to growth technology companies exceed anything we've seen historically. So for example, if you take the fintech sector, we've seen record levels of private capital being invested in companies globally, both in particularly in North America and in Europe. And what's driving that is, one, the availability of capital and the amount of dry powder that's around the market. But second of all, and particularly important, is that those investors are looking to get behind the potential category leaders and provide sufficient capital for them to really accelerate their growth and take advantage of the large market opportunity that's in front of them. The areas where we're seeing most activity, or have seen most activity through COVID, is anything to do with digital. So that could be on the delivery side, it could be on the fintech side as well as anything to do with e-commerce, where there's a real sense that you've got a huge opportunity to go after, but also where there's a number of very interesting European companies that have emerged, both on a regional basis as well as on a more local basis. So overall, we would say that the pandemic, oddly enough, has actually spurred huge investment into certain areas, and we've never seen the level of capital that's been invested in companies before.
So, like you say, there's been a huge impact from the pandemic on the tech sector. So, which sectors in particular have seen the greatest innovations and the creation of new startups?
So there's a number of sectors that we would cite there. I think if we take first of all fintech, which has really come of age through the pandemic, what we're seeing is a need for automation and particularly for providing a better customer experience, and therefore you're seeing a lot of investment and a lot of interest in anything to do with wealth management, where, for example, we recently advised on the sale of Nutmeg to JP Morgan, which played very much into that trend of the growth that we're seeing on the wealth management and digitalization of wealth management. Second area we're seeing a lot of interest is in payments, and really the teams there are all about continuing to make sure that the experience is frictionless for the consumer, and we're seeing that both on the consumer side, but also increasingly now also on the business side as well. And we've seen very large investments being made by a number of the Asian players, for example, Tencent that went into Lydia. We're also seeing a lot of interest coming from some of the networks, such as Visa has been incredibly acquisitive over the last 12 months or so. And we're also seeing some of the growthier players, the likes of Klarna, for example, that bought Stokart, also being very acquisitive around payments. And then the other area that we would mention is particularly as it relates to fintech is capital markets, where again there's a real need to automate processes, reduce as much as possible human intervention. But also where you're seeing a lot of focus on optimizing the cost base, improving the analysis of data and the use of data. And some of the companies we've mentioned here are, for example, Acceptor that Astorg bought earlier this year. You've seen Quantexa in the RegTech space, as well as Finergo in the compliance space that and KYC space that have received very significant investments over the last 9 months or so. Beyond fintech, other areas where we're seeing a lot of interest are food delivery, as you can imagine, just given everything that's happened during COVID, but also anything that is touching online commerce. And that could be around the experience side of it, the payment side of it, as well as just the general targeting of customers and therefore the data analytics side.
And looking at this from another angle, which areas now do you think are most ripe for investment in the coming years?
Yeah, look, I think we'll see very similar themes going forward, and particularly that whole automation team is going to be key, because one, with remote working, with the focus on the cost base, and also everything to do with the supply channels that we're seeing at the moment, which are very topical in the press. Technology is an enabler to improve both the cost side of things, but also the delivery side of things. So that that area we think will be will continue to receive a significant amount of investment. We also believe there will be an increasing amount of verticalization that you will see, where increasingly technology will be crafted or customized depending on the particular vertical that is being served, and that again is playing to the team of having deep analysis, deep understanding of sectors is going to enable companies to differentiate themselves and offer a better service to their end customers, be they consumers or businesses. And then also, we think wealth management will continue to evolve. We've been through a low interest rate environment. People are looking at ways to better invest their capital, and therefore the traditional banks are not serving that very well. So again, we think we'll continue to see a lot of investment in the wealth management area. And then the final area I would mention is on the insurance side. That's a market which has been really a laggard where it comes to technology, and again spurred on by the pandemic, we've seen a need for a number of the carriers as well as the brokers to provide a more digital offering to therefore upgrade their technology and provide a better service, and that could be on the pricing side in terms of being more innovative in the policies that are being offered to individuals, but also on the claim side and the overall customer experience side. So we think there's a lot of innovation that's going to happen in InsurTech over the next couple of years.
That's great, John. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
And you can keep up to date by subscribing to our weekly podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Acast, and follow our discussions at thebanker.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.